This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. هذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night, it's a beautiful night, there's a barakah in this night, it's a sunnah to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يتكلم في المهدي إلا ثلاثة عيسى بن مريم وصاحب جريج الحديث. So this hadith is in a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, right? So by Abu Huraira. It's in the theme of treating your parents with excellence and your relatives and so on, which I will be talking about for another few weeks, or probably to the end of this month. This is a long hadith. It's called Hadith Jureyj. It's a long hadith. And actually, honestly, I'm not gonna narrate the whole thing because it's not the whole thing that we need. We just need the story of Jureyj specifically. And it's actually a hadith that I find difficult to actually narrate to you word for word, so I'll narrate just the meanings of it as we go along. But it's an important story, I think, for this theme, and I think if you understand what the Prophet ﷺ was trying to allude to or trying to explain to us through this hadith, it's very much worth your time to contemplate. فَقَالَ وَكَانَ جُرَيْجُ هَذَا عَابِدًا قَدْ اتَّخَذَ لِنَفْسِهِ صَوْمَعَ يَتَعَبَّدُ فِيهَ اللَّهِ. Jureyj, this is a gentleman from Bani Israel, meaning he was a person from the previous nations. And most likely, he was one of the followers of Musa alayhi salam. And he was a pious man, and he had built for himself a sawma. The word sawma means a small space for worship that doesn't really, it's not a masjid, it's not a musalla, where more than one person, it's a space that's only enough for maybe one or two people to be in. So it's a space that he used to use to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what most scholars tend to see a sawma to be. And some narrations point out that he was also someone who performed some form of teaching amongst people, so he has a certain degree of respect. His mother came and called him one day when he was in his sawma, he was praying. فَقَالَ رَبِّي أُمِّي وَصَلَاتِي فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ فَانْصَرَفَتْ. He said, oh Allah, it's my mother who's calling me and I'm in the midst of my prayer. What do I do? And he continued in his prayer and she left. فَأَتَتْ مِنَ الْغَدْ فَنَادَتْهُ. The next day she also came and she called upon him, يَا جُرَيْجُ, come here. He was praying. فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّي أُمِّي وَصَلَاتِي فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ وَانْصَرَفَتْ. He said the same thing in the midst of his prayer, so he focused on his prayer and she left. It came the third day. He called him again. He was in prayer again, and he said the same thing, and he did the same thing. And then she walked away, but this time she said, Allahumma la tuhlikhu hatta yanzura fi wujuhil mumisat. Oh Allah, do not allow him to die before he looks in the faces of those who perform the horrible sin of prostitution. That's what she said. A heavy dua from this mother. I don't know why she said that. Don't ask me why later. I have no idea why she decided to say that. But she said it. Apparently, if you come from a part, like, depending on what part of the world you come from, especially from the Middle East, there are certain things that mothers and fathers will say when they're really upset with their children. And they'll be really weird, by the way. I'm not going to share with you what my parents would say. Out of respect for myself, I'm not going to do that. But if you go back, you'll probably find out there are certain things they would say. Now, they don't usually mean it, but sometimes someone will say it and they'll actually mean it. Now, this lady said it and she meant it. And we'll come back to that in a moment. Forgive me, if this may take a little, maybe 5-6 minutes longer than it usually does. If you get tired, please feel free to leave, Yani. But I want to get through the story for you because I think it's an important story. And she said that. قَالَ فَوَكَانَ جُرَيْجُ رَجُلًا مَحْبُوبًا. He was someone who was beloved. فَتَذَاكَرَ النَّاسُ تَقْوَاهُ وَإِيمَانَهُ. And people were talking one day about his taqwa and about his iman. فتحدث الناس فتحدثوا عن امرأة بغي يتمثل بحسنها. And they were talking, you know, people, they talk about anything. So they talked about how much taqwa he had. And apparently the conversation went into the opposite. So he talked about a lady who was actually a prostitute and how beautiful she is. فرآه رآها أحدهم. And one of the people who were talking saw her and talked to her. And Jureyj came up in terms of his taqwa. فقالت إن أردتم فتنته لكم. أو لأفتننه عليكم. If you want, إن شئتم, if you want me to do it, I can go and I can يعني cause him to deviate. يعني I can do that. I can get him to perform a sin. فقالوا افعلي, go ahead, try. قال فذهبت إليه فتمنى عليها فلم تجده. She went and she couldn't get anything done. فلقيت راعيا فأمكنته من نفسها. There was a shepherd who was right beside يعني his صومعة. So she did it with this person. فحملت, and she became pregnant. فلما ولدت صبيا, when she gave birth to the boy, قالوا من أين هذا, who's the father? فقالت هو من جريج, جريج's kid. فاستنزلوه من صومعته وضربوه. They took him, وهدموا صومعته. They pulled him from his space of worship. They destroyed it and they started to beat him. فقال ما شأنكم, what are you doing? فقالوا يعني زنيت, you perform, you're acting like you're all pious and you perform zina. فقال ومن هي, who is the person? فقالوا فلانا, this is the person. فقالوا ايتوا بالصبي, bring the boy. So they bring the boy. Remember the beginning of the hadith. The beginning of the hadith was the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لم يتكلم في المهدي إلا ثلاثة. Only three individuals spoke when they were infants. And he pointed out Isa ibn Maryam, son of Mary, and he pointed out the person within this story of Jurayj. There's a third person that's at the end of this hadith I won't talk about today. فأتوه بالصبي, they brought the boy. قال أنظروني حتى أصلي, give me a second to pray. فذهب فصلى ثم عاد فطعنه في بطنه. So he prayed and then he came and he poked the boy in his belly, the infant. وقال له من أبوك, and he told, who is your father? فتكلم الطفل وقال أبي الراعي. And this infant would speak and say, my father is the shepherd. قال فأخذ الناس يتمسحون بجريج ويتبركون به وقالوا نبني صومعتك من ذهب. So they, you know, when they saw what happened, they went to Jurayj and they started to take barakah from him and say, we're going to rebuild your sawma'a from gold. فقال لا بل ابنوها من طين كما كانت. No, just rebuild it from يعني clay as it was before. ففعلوا, and they did that. And that's the end of this, the hadith of this story. Now, it's a very, obviously, it's a story that there's no other examples for, and it's very specific. This man, this is why this story is important. This man who was of a level of piety. He was one of the awliya, a level of wilaya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only three individuals historically spoke during infancy, and he was able to produce one of them. Right? The other example is Isa. You say Isa, that's the person that you can have the example of. This person was of such level of piety. He was so highly ranked in the eyes of God himself that he was able to produce an infant that would speak during infancy to defend his reputation. But the moment he decided that his prayer was more important than his mother, her dua reached him. You understand the level of piety that he had? You think this is a wali min awliya illah? He is. The example is the example is the fact that he was able to produce this. He poked the kid spoke. It's an infant, a day old, he poked the kid spoke. This is like the biggest karama that you'll ever witness. However, his mother made a genuine dua against him and there was no way out of it for him. And he didn't die until he had to look at the يَنْظُرَ فِي عِيُونِ الْمُومِسَاتِ. He had to look at her. And he had to talk to her, and he had to talk to the kid. He had to do all this as an acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for her dua. You understand that this is why this story is important. So it doesn't matter how highly ranked you are. All it takes is a parent to be upset with you. And if they mean it, it will be your end. They will end you. They don't need to do it yani physically. They can do it through real heartbreak. If you cause them real heartbreak, you don't have good example. The majority of scholars say that he wasn't in a salah that was a fard. He was in a salah that was a nafila. It's like when you stand for sunnat al-isha. That's what most scholars say. The majority. Some of them don't, by the way. Just as a disclaimer. Some of them don't. Some of them said that he was in fard and he still should have listened. The majority don't. So I'm being honest. The majority don't. The majority say that if you're praying dhuhr, you continue your dhuhr. But some of them do. Some of them say it doesn't matter what salah you're praying. If your parent is asking for your help or needing you, then that's the status that they carry.
Now, she shouldn't have made the dua. I think we can all agree to that. That was a bad move by her. She shouldn't have done that. But she did it. And that's not the point of this hadith, to talk about her and why she did that. The point of the hadith is that this person, of this, he didn't ignore his mom or his parent because he was doing talab rizq, for example, where he's, or seeking knowledge. He was in the midst of prayer, the most intimate act of worship that we're not supposed to cut for any reason anyways. And he was of a level of piety where he could produce an infant speaking. He could make an infant speak. And yet, all it took was the heart of his mother to be unhappy with him. And it almost ended him. It was almost his demise. It almost ruined him. Well, he got beaten up pretty badly. And they destroyed his salma. And he had to go through his whole reputation. He lost his reputation for a little bit. Because his mother was upset with him. And that's the point of this hadith. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how highly ranked you are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that once you say La ilaha illallah, your next focus is, okay, am I doing right by my parents? Am I loyal? Am I decent? Am I making sure that I'm doing what I need to do? So yes, he made a mistake. Ummi wa salati. He should have went with ummi. He didn't. He went with salati. He didn't ummi in something else. It wasn't something else. It wasn't some silly, no, it was salati. You understand how this is a very difficult story to actually comprehend. The differentiation here, like the options he had was not ummi in some act of leisure. No, it was his mother and then his prayer, his intimate prayer. And when he chose prayer, he almost lost everything because he broke her heart. Because she felt that she was disrespected. And she made dua against him. And if this is not, this is why this is such an important story in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. It's why it's told in Sahihain, it's in this, because it's explaining in a very, very scary concept. Now, the flip side of this hadith, and I'll end with that, this is the extra minutes that I want to talk about. If you're a father or a mother, don't make dua against your kids. Capiche? Never make dua against your kids. I don't care what they do. If you're a father or a mother, never make dua against your kids. Ever. Very important. You love your children. No matter what they do, they'll always be your children. And you'll always love them. And you can't get over that. You can't get around that. Don't make dua against them. This hadith teaches two concepts. Not just bir al-walidain, of course. This is, what, in my opinion, the strongest evidence of the importance of bir al-walidain by far. But it's also telling something else. That as a parent, be very careful. If you lose your temper, you get upset. Because they're not listening to you, or they're not doing the right thing, or they're wasting their life, or they're wasting their potential, or they're making mistakes that you raised them not to make, and is driving you nuts and mad because they won't do the right thing. Beware, be very careful to make dua against them. And as a young, if you're not have children yet, that right now, that's fine. But at some point you will, and you'll understand that you'll be very, very compelled to do so. Oh, children will make sure they compel you to do it. Now you've compelled your parents to do it many, many times in the past. You brought them close to doing it, they didn't. But as a parent, be very careful of what you say, because this strength that Allah, this advantage that Allah gave you over your children is real. Use it wisely. Use it wisely. Be very cautious. You want them to go to Jannah, be careful what you say. Be careful of how you feel. Don't fill your heart with ghadab. Don't fill your heart with contempt to your children, even if they're not doing the right thing. As a child, be careful. Juraij, one of the awliya, he produced a speaking infant. And he just chose the option of prayer over his mother. Prayer. Salah ya jama'ah. Ya ilaha illallah. And he almost ended him. And that's the story of Juraij. And I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الشيخان متفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يتكلم في المهدي إلا ثلاثة عيسى بن مريم وصاحب جريج الحديث صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى